Understanding extremism can be key to our future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Art Gibson, associate professor of sociology and criminology at the University of Dayton, explores why.
Extremism is a belief system that rejects society's norms and pushes for radical change. It appears in many forms, from social conspiracies like QAnon to far-right groups like Proud Boys. Extremists often share common traits, intolerance for other views, and a willingness to use violence or coercion to achieve their goals. White supremacy is a dangerous form of extremism. It promotes the idea that white people are superior to others. It often calls for controlling or eliminating non-white communities. These beliefs can come from social and economic frustrations. People facing job losses or growing inequalities may turn to extremist ideas for identity and belonging. Digital platforms have made recruitment easier. Many groups use social media to spread their message. These online spaces create echo chambers. They reinforce extremist views and push people toward violence. My research shows to counter extremism, law enforcement must monitor and respond to threats. Collaboration among local, state, and federal agencies is also critical. Community organizations play a key role in fostering resilience by supporting vulnerable and marginalized groups and promoting inclusivity. Education is also essential. Initiatives that teach the dangers of intolerance and the value of diversity help dismantle extremist narratives. And also, legislative efforts, such as stronger hate crime laws, can further protect vulnerable communities. Fighting extremism requires a collective approach. Through education, community support, and strong enforcement of laws, we can build stronger, more inclusive societies that resist harmful ideologies.
That was Art Gibson of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.